Eddie McBride, EddieMcBride, Eddie McBride. He was born 5/25/58. He's a 71-year-old gentleman currently on hospice with history of CDA. He also has a history of right-sided weakness, Alzheimer's dementia, quite confused, not oriented to person, place, or time. He started his hospice journey with a 6 E as in elephant, and now he's at 7 A as far as his FASD score is concerned. He's lost weight. He eats very little. He has issues with aspiration. Once again, he's not oriented to person, place, or time at this time. He's eating about 10 to 20% of his food. He also has a history of sundowner syndrome, severe, requiring Seroquel, Trazodone, and Zoloft to control his symptoms. As far as his end-stage dementia is concerned, he's taking Aricept and Namenda, which could probably be discontinued since it's no longer indicated for someone with his advanced dementia, period. MAC is 22.5 to start with and remains at 22.5 now. EPS is at 50%, period. Patient since admission to hospice has been weaker, has behavioral issues, requiring multiple medications to control his symptoms. He has a brace in place on his right leg where the weakness where he has the weakness related to stroke, which he was able to ambulate, but he's no longer able to do so. He's now only using a wheelchair, period. His medication is doing a good job controlling his hypertension. His blood pressure is 127 over 58, pulse of 56, O2 at 100%, period. He continues to smoke and requires someone to take him outside to smoke, period. As far as his CVA is concerned, his condition is worsening, with the possibility of TIA versus more lacunar infarcts causing his change in mental status, difficulty swallowing, difficulty, lack of ambulation, which are the new changes since his admission to hospice, period. Overall prognosis is poor, most likely has less than 6 months to live given his findings today. This will be shared with the hospice medical director. And This face-to-face, which was carried out today, will be shared with the hospice medical director. And patient is currently in his going into his blank benefit period for hospice. Thank you.